Hi, my name is Wendy. My name means wanderer, W-A-N-D-E-R-E-R. I grew up in the South, in the Midwestern part of the United States, in an area called Indian Country, the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma was the landing place for the Native American peoples that were forcefully removed by the U.S. government through the power of the U.S. military, known as the Cavalry Unit. Oklahoma is also land of another big traumatization. It included the largest reported number of Indian boarding schools, where Native American children were forcefully removed from their homes and families and placed into boarding schools to be forcefully, using that word again, assimilated into what they called a civilized and Christian society. This did a lot of damage to the Native peoples, to which I have in my DNA as well. Our family records are a bit scattered. There's a lot of adoptions, deaths, and stories that haven't been fully told. But my story of wandering is pretty evident through my vast education and different career experiences, also through the various traumatizations that I experienced from a young age, well into adulthood. This gave me a passion for healing and a passion for numbing pain. So I pursued a career in medicine, hoping to be an anesthesiologist to be able to formally numb people's pain. Shortly after the events of September the 11th, 2001, I went into a deep period of darkness that lasted 3 days. I could barely see more than a few feet in front of my body, breathe, didn't even want to live. And then I was given the great grace of a spiritual opening, which showed me a different way, showed me a way through the veils, but I couldn't understand it because I was accelerated through that point. I ended up leaving medical school a few months later with this deep desire to pursue something other than numbing pain, but healing numbness. I didn't know how I was going to get there, and it took decades before I did. Through the work of people like Dr. Thomas Hubel and Dr. Ruby Gibson and many others, I began to be able to feel my body. I knew I was numb. I could feel that from the time I was a kid. I even remember a time when I would bang my elbow against the concrete, wondering why could I not feel? Why was the emotion so buried inside of me? Why could I not feel? Of course I could feel sometimes. Of course I could feel love. Of course I could feel joy. And I knew anger quite well. But numbness was a resource. And now through various teachers, I've learned that the numbness was a resource. It was a very wise and intelligent resource. The nervous system being able to numb itself in moments of trauma to prevent us from being completely overwhelmed to the point of death. That is intelligent. And then underneath this, our bodies have this stored wisdom. And through the grace of being able to have a willingness to look to see what's there and allow the anesthesia and amnesia to wear off. There's great wisdom underneath, waiting to emerge. And also finding that how trauma wants to repeat itself through a culture. Growing up in Indian land, in a land that's heavily anesthetized, the trauma cycles kept re-emerging, wanting to be seen, wanting to be witnessed, finding new victims, crying out, "Hey, can you see me now? Hey, this is happening again. Can you see me now? Will you look at me now? Can we heal this now?" And I found through my healing journey that many of the people that hurt me were also hurt before they hurt me, and their ancestors, and their ancestors, not as an excuse, but as a storyline of what is ripe to heal, and it's so ready. And I allowed that through me in my process, which is not an ending point, but an ongoing journey of excavating what lies beneath the surface in the emotional field, in the somatic, in the body. And it also allowed me to forgive not only myself, but those around me, seeing them with new eyes, understanding where their pain, their story came from, and where this impulse to explode the energy of their pain onto someone else was arising from, deep within an old story waiting to emerge. Most people that hurt me had some tie to the trauma of being in an Indigenous residential school, whether it was them or someone related to them that hurt them or someone that was a part of that cycle. And I find this fascinating as I look across the world and see so many similarities. I believe our greatest wisdom lies underneath our trauma, and I believe that this is a time where the healing potentials are fully open and a grace is available for those willing to turn and look. And I meet everyone with as much passion and mercy as possible, because that's what it takes, and that's what I had to find for myself. And until I could find it for myself, I had to experience it through others that had done their work. It's often said that we cannot give what we do not have. And I could not give what I did not have, but I was giving what I did have. Not only was I the oppressed, but at various times in life I was the oppressor. And I believe that's everyone's story who's willing to look with honest eyes and an open heart and without the amnesia of where we came from. So my passion now is helping others heal through practices that I've developed, practices I've built upon from other great teachers like Dr. Thomas Hubel, Dr. Ruby Gibson, and the wisdom of others that don't consider themselves so much of a spiritual teacher, but they were for me, like Dolly Parton, Joy Harjo, Kim Rosen, and so many others. I am of the four directions. Per my DNA report, I have some Indigenous blood, some African blood, some Asian blood, an abundance of white blood. And just because these others are small in concentration, what I have found is the smallest ones are really, really motivated to continue to thrive, which they know means to heal. And those became some of the loudest voices throughout my healing journey. It's as if the least wanted to make sure that their voice was heard before they were bred out of the DNA line, if that's really possible. So I meet with compassion, I meet with presence, I meet with understanding that the trauma I experienced didn't start with me. It's a part of an old story, but in order for it to end with me, I have to do my own excavation, my own journeying within the body and feeling the emotions. And I know it's painful, but I also found some ways to where it's more enjoyable and we can even make healing fun at times. Through my trauma-informed learning and journey of being a wanderer through life, I provide trauma-informed life coaching, sync with life coaching, and consulting. I do have a level of experience in the C-suite, and also I'm retired from the military as an officer. My perspectives are much more global and less government-imposed than what they perhaps were at some times. I believe we're all in evolutionary work. If we allow it, the grace is available. I am Wendy Watkins, and I am here to help others learn to sync with life. Synchronizing ourselves from within and around us, syncing with life.